Time now to bring in Mike Causey at A Check on Sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Tired.
Tired? Why?
It's early. Had to get up.
That's right. All right. So I went to bed early last night, so I did not see any of the football game, but Philadelphia won.
Ditto.
Yeah. We are 0-1 on the year, and the kitty litter pick did not work.
I read it backwards.
That's right. Well, that's right. It's a brand new system, so it's going to take a couple of weeks to work it out.
I read it backwards.
That's right. That's what you have to do. It's a brand new system.
I have the staff working on the bugs now.
Once all the kinks are worked out. All right. So, well, let me do my picks first, okay, real quick, okay? I am going to take the Patriots over the Texans. I'm going to take the 49ers over the Vikings. And I'm going to take the Steelers over the Browns.
All right. I'm taking the Saints. Who are they playing? Where are they?
They are playing
Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
I'm taking New England because it's New England.
Yeah.
And I'm taking Jacksonville over the Giants.
All right. All right. We'll see what happens with that. We'll see how it goes. All right. So now, before we get to other sports very quickly, do you have racing picks for this weekend? Because
somebody, negative.
Okay. Somebody said to me, once again, yesterday I got an email, Why the horse racing picks last? So I said, well, because it's just the way we've always done it. So.
Yeah, there's no racing this weekend. I looked at Belmont. It's god awful. Their stake race tomorrow is the fourth race of the day, so that just tells you what that's like. And then at Kentucky Downs, which I would pick because that's the best racing of the weekend, they're stuck in that tropical storm out there, and it's 100% turf. So there's a pretty good possibility that they'll cancel racing tomorrow. So I didn't want to waste our time.
All right. All right. So now, where do you want to go in sports?
Back to the sport that matters, baseball. Well, where else would we go?
Let's go.
Last night, Cleveland whopped up on Toronto. Atlanta with another late win against Arizona. They're playing good baseball again, the Braves. So be careful of them in the weak National League. Atlanta stays in Arizona this weekend. Oakland gets a reprieve after playing some bigger teams. They play Texas this weekend. This weekend the Astros play Boston, which is going to be a pretty big series. This could be a prelude to the American League Championship Series. Three games this weekend. The Red Sox start off with David Price. So we'll see how Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, does against Houston, who has their lineup back intact and they're scoring runs pretty regularly again now. So that's going to be an interesting game to watch. That's tonight. And then tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on Fox, Charlie Morton goes up against Eduardo Rodriguez. So that's your marquee matchup this weekend. The Yankees go to Seattle and play there. It's Seattle's last gasp to try to get themselves back in the race. Their ace is on the mound tonight against Tanaka. The Yankees need to win this series against Seattle, not to separate themselves from Seattle, but to keep the separation between themselves and the A's, because if they go up there and drop a couple of games to Seattle, that lead against the A's will shrink to one, and then at that point anything can happen. So the Seattle-Yankee series is a big one, and the Boston-Houston series is a big one to watch this weekend.
All right. See what happened last night in Major League Baseball between two broadcasters?
Mm-mm. No.
Fox, of course, has a lot of the Major League broadcasting rights. But it just so happens that two Detroit Tiger broadcasters, Marlo Imperbella and Rod Allen, they've not gotten along good all year. Fist fight.
Nice.
Right after the last out of the game, a fist fight where the police were called. No charges were filed.
Were the mics still on?
I don't know. And I think Fox kind of got control.
Yeah, they poo-poo it out probably.
But a fist fight ensued. And
hell, that'd be more interesting than the Tiger game right now.
That's right. We're addressing the internal matter and will not have any further comment at this time, according to Fox.
Awesome. That's great.
Nobody knows what sparked the fistfight, but it happened at the end of the game.
Hey, just because them guys work together don't mean they like each other.
Right. I tell you what, if you don't like each other and you travel all year long with one another,
I can't think of anything worse than that.
They've been broadcasting 17 years together.
Just imagine living with a woman for 17 years that you hate, and neither of you work, and you're together 24 hours a day. That's probably like what they were involved with.
So,
it had to come to a head sooner or later. That pimple had to pop.
So there you go.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I'm definitely going to try to find something out about that.
I'm sure somewhere with pocket phones, you know, with phones that have cameras.
Oh, yeah, there's got to be video.
There's got to be video of it somewhere, and it'll pop up sooner or later.
That's got to be great.
There's got to be video of it somewhere. It'll pop. Or else audio. Because the mics are right there in the booth. But
true. So you got your golf bag next to your chair and your whistle and your air horns. You're ready for your weekend, Marshall?
Why? What's going on this weekend?
Your boys tied for first place after one round. I figure you'd be all giddy about it.
What tournament?
I don't know. The Ever Ready Battery Tournament?
I don't know. Hackensack Invitational.
The BMW Championship, whatever that is.
Well, you know, all I'll say is that he's ranked 38th as a golfer now. And after he's 40 years old and he had about 3 years basically off. So I think he's done pretty good. Yeah.
He's been off more than three.
Well, no, he's played off and on in those years.
Well, he's played, but he's been off.
Yeah, but he's only played like about three or four times in 3 years before this. Well,
he's tied with McIlroy, and the three players behind him, I mean, they're household names. And these are all American names, folks. Shoffle, Horschel, and Uihlein. These are American golfers. Shoffle, Horschel, and Uihlein. It sounds like a law firm from Detroit, doesn't it?
No, actually sounds like the front line for the Giants last year on offense.
you can go that way, too. Or the front line for the Calgary Flames. Shoffle, Horschel, and Uihlein. Uihlein scored 66 goals last year at Peoria. He's getting a shot this year. Who are these people? It's
no
a baloney tournament, isn't it?
You know
this about this more than me.
I'll have to check. Oh, it's the BMW tournament. Hang on. Let me just see here. It's not a.
It's not a major, that's for sure.
Well, here's the BMW Championship is actually every tournament now they whittle down to play for the FedEx Cup. So it's only the top. It started off with the top 100 golfers. Then it was limited down to the top 50 golfers the last tournament. Now it's the top 30-some golfers. So there are top players.
How is he the top 30? He hasn't won anything in 40 years.
Because
it's him?
No, because he's finished in the top five almost in every tournament this year.
No way.
Yeah, especially in the big tournaments. Yeah, he's got I think four or five top fives in all the majors. That's it.
I'm going to research that.
Yeah, he's been, or also top 10. He might be, pardon me, top 10.
Well, now we're dropping it.
No, but if you finished in fifth or sixth place,
I remember two big tournaments this year. He didn't make the cut.
Not in any of the majors. He made the cut in all the majors. He made the cut in all
the majors. No. There was a big one this year. He didn't make the cut.
Here's why you're wrong about this. Jordan Spieth is in this tournament. Brad DeChambeau.
I'm only looking at the top five. Yeah. If I go deeper into golf on my computer, it might explode.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is that the top golfers are all there. They're the top golfers.
Where is this? Where is this place? Where are they playing?
Hang on a second. The BMW Championship. It's in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania.
There we go.
The Arm Inc. Golf Club, yeah.
Hey, one more thing about last night's game.
Yeah.
I heard that the quarterback, Ryan, for the Falcons, was seen walking out of the Borgata at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon with a suitcase full of tickets.
What does that mean?
That means he bet his life on the Philadelphia Eagles last night.
Well, I certainly hope that's not
the case. Because everybody that I've heard talk about the game this morning said he played like a rank amateur.
We'll have to see.
So well, I'm betting you somewhere somebody today is going to say that. I guarantee it. It's not true. I'm making it up. But yeah. I bet you somebody somewhere says that they saw something happen.